You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The southbound ramp to Wisconsin Avenue and Highway 96 on Interstate 41 in the Fox Cities is now closed and will be through fall. This is part of the expansion of I-41 from four lanes to six lanes between Appleton and De Pere. More ramp and lane closures are expected this construction season. Part of our listening area is under a winter storm advisory through tomorrow evening. An active storm with rain, wind, and possibly more snow will come through the area, bringing soaking precipitation and high winds of up to 50 miles per hour. Much of our area will see rain, maybe turning to snow late Wednesday. More details are on the way with our Civic Media meteorologists. Looking at the past week, gas prices were down. Melissa Kay has the story.
Average gas prices fell 5.1 cents in the last week for an average of 2.80 today. This is 7 cents lower than a month ago and over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as geopolitical tensions intensify. The promised tariffs from the Trump administration could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. This comes on top of the ongoing concerns about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and discussions of a potential deal to end the war. OPEC has signaled its intent to stabilize the market. However, policy decisions from the White House could introduce further uncertainty. Regardless, nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, pushing prices higher ahead of summer.
Meanwhile, between Monday and Tuesday morning, some gas stations in New Wisco have increased the prices of a gallon of gas up to 20 cents more than it was over the weekend. Green Bay Alderman Chris Weary, who has served the city for 23 years, says he will announce his resignation at the council meeting tonight. Weary, in a social media post, said he's moving from his district to a home where he can better take care of his wife, who has MS, and his mother, who is also dealing with health issues. His last day with the city will be May 6th. People who wish to serve the remainder of his term will be able to apply for the position, and the city council will vote on a replacement at a later date. Kirk Parker, a dispatcher with Brown County, spoke about the dispatcher shortage at the Brown County Public Safety meeting yesterday. The county has 15 vacancies for dispatch and leadership positions right now, leading to low morale and stress amongst the dispatchers they do have. Consultants have recommended a schedule change, giving dispatchers three 12-hour shifts and one 6-hour shift every week, a change Parker says will cause even more issues with fellow dispatchers. An audit from the Wisconsin Elections Commission found that in the November election, there were zero votes miscounted, altered, or missed by the tabulating machines. The audit also found no evidence that any voting machine or software had been tampered with in any way. In a memo with the audit results, Megan Wolf, Wisconsin's top elections official, said the audit shows how efficiently elections are run and should dispel any information about electronic voting security. A new law enforcement agency could be coming to Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers is proposing this agency in his budget to protect the state's judges and court staff. The proposal calls for a $1 million annual budget to expand the court's marshal office. It would include 8 law enforcement personnel tasked with investigating threats made against the judiciary, and the law enforcement personnel would be authorized to make arrests if warranted. The intent is to ensure judges, court staff, and members of the public can navigate the judiciary process without fear. A Wisconsin Republican congressman has introduced legislation that would repeal a federal program that provides funding to states to build their electric vehicle infrastructure. Wisconsin was awarded over $78 million through the Biden administration to develop fast charging stations across the state. So far, $23 million has been allocated for 53 of those stations. The bill from Congressman Tony Weed could cost Wisconsin about $55 million allocated for the EV chargers. While Senator Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson both held virtual town meetings on February 27th, their views on Medicaid could not be further apart. Melissa Kay has more.
Senator Johnson said the problem with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is that it covers able-bodied working-age adults.
Medicaid is completely out of control because Obamacare has put it in real danger.
Senator Baldwin helped write the Affordable Care Act and said it has allowed more people to access health care.
People with pre-existing health conditions used to not be able to get health insurance because the insurance companies could just say no. That changed with the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Johnson said the program has almost doubled in cost because of allowing single, working-age, childless adults to access health care through the program.
It's the Obamacare that has been put into Medicaid that threatens the solvency of Medicaid and threatens the solvency of our nation.
According to Senator Baldwin, Medicaid funding helps pay for nursing care for those on Medicaid. It also helps keep community health centers and critical access hospitals open in rural areas in Wisconsin.
This affects our local economies and especially our rural economies in significant ways.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
President Donald Trump's tariffs have officially taken effect, and these tariffs and trade disputes can affect us in many ways here in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
First off, several steel shipments arrive at the port of Milwaukee, which are destined for Wisconsin businesses. The new steel tariff will increase costs on these businesses by 25%. We are also a significant exporter of soybeans. Retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. exports could negatively affect our soybean farmers. And the state still exports over $10 billion in manufactured goods. These producers are doubly hit as they will face the steel tariffs as well as the retaliatory export tariffs. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin believes that free trade is fair trade and that trade wars only hurt consumers.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Another Brewers pitcher injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he now has half a dozen pitchers dealing with injuries in spring training. The latest, Aaron Ashby, the lefty pitching last night against the Reds, had to leave the game with an apparent strained oblique muscle. The Reds went on to win 5-4. Ashby to undergo an MRI.
Even though it's frustrating, but just kind of, you know, what the timing feels like going on the mound.
The team assigned 36-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, who spent the last 2 years with the New York Mets. Basketball tonight. The Bucks are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. College hoops, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in the Twin Cities, 7:30 tomorrow night for a border battle with Minnesota. Did the Badgers' lack of shots fail them at Michigan State Sunday? Greg Gard.
Yeah, well, we had three possessions there at the end where we kind of had ball screen defense breakdowns is a word I'll use because I'm not going to use the word I use with the team.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated 6 times and won 5. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly 4-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothy Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Anora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director Director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Anora was the talk of the night as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Anora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. It was a bit of a slow weekend at the box office. Prognosticators say that is most likely due to the fact that it was Oscar weekend. Captain America Brave New World was number 1 at theaters for a 3rd week in a row. The news is a bit of a surprise as it did not review particularly well with critics or audiences. The film pulled in $15 million over the weekend, bringing its total to $163 million domestically. This is a bit of a surprise because movie-going audiences who like a little action had another choice in the film Last Breath, a film about a scuba diving team trying to rescue one of their own. Last Breath drew a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes and has decent star power with Woody Harrelson leading the cast. Coming in 3rd place was the horror film The Monkey in its 2nd week of release, and holding down 4th place was Paddington in Peru. 5th place, Dogman, which has shown incredible staying power. Get it? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with showers today in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain likely, an inch or more possible with a low of 35. Rain will change to snow tomorrow with snow likely tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. There could be a few inches of accumulation with strong northerly wind gusts creating blowing snow at times on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.